You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
All right. Welcome to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. So glad you joined us today. And here with me is Brian Reyna. We're going to be talking today on the topic of what is digital branding and what it means to your business. All right. So, Brian, we're going to get started on our topic here today. Great topic. What is digital branding? What does it mean to your business? And so if you'd start out, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got your expertise in digital branding.
Absolutely, Carl. Pleasure to be here. So I have been working as a branding strategist for the past 5 years. I worked with brands all over the world. So Europe, the US, Canada, Australia, a few in South America. Right now I'm located in South America, and I have worked with a few here as well. It's something that came to me naturally. I think I was really interested in the psychology behind what branding is, human behavior, why we buy this product and not the other product, why we are attracted to this type of service and from this brand or business and not the other one. So that's a little bit of a background on my story, and I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. So what made you decide to specialize, though, in that branding area? You know, there's so many areas of marketing. Why was branding so appealing to you?
Good question. I think the big thing for me was my wife. She kind of really got me interested in what branding was and this side of marketing was, just because she had graduated in a field or from a university in Russia in digital branding. And so it really interested me into what she was doing, how she thought about brands, about marketing. And it just really made me interested in learning more about it. As I started learning more about it, and as I started working more and more with customers, I realized that I really, really liked the psychology part behind it. So that really made me kind of a fan about branding and just kind of a really curious learner.
Excellent. So let's start at the beginning, because not everybody understands what a brand truly is. So what is digital branding, and what are some of the ways that's evolved in, say, the last 25 or 30 years?
That's a good question. So yeah, we definitely have to take a look at what branding is. So branding, and a lot of people might think it's just a logo, or it's your product, it's your business name, but it's essentially all of this put together, and it creates this message, this brand, and a brand is a result. So essentially, what digital branding is, it's taking all of these components and utilizing online platforms or online channels to reach a bigger audience, especially because audiences now, most of them are online. They don't really look at billboards. They don't really use radio. So most of them are online now. And this is really essentially what digital branding is: taking all of these components, taking all of these brand identity components, and just putting it all together in a clear message for viewers online.
Okay. So is that just having a website and a social media presence, or does it go a lot deeper than that?
No, it definitely goes a lot deeper than that. I mean, there's different techniques, methods to promote your services. There's SEO, there are paid ads, there's email marketing where you create a list and you nurture a list of potential consumers and you bring them further down the buying cycle. And there's just many ways to have consumers notice you and to know that you exist, really.
Okay, excellent. So let's talk about the impact that branding has on somebody's business. So, you know, how does digital branding influence a business's overall success, its reputation? In a world where, you know, everything's online, everybody's on their smartphone, you're getting bombarded with lots of messages. So how does the digital brand influence the success of that business?
Good question again, Carl. So I would say if you aren't online, it's really hard for you to reach your audience. It's much harder for people to know about you. And whether you like it or not, you know, talking about your reputation, the bad reviews, that's your brand. The random social media content that you posted this month, that's your brand, right? The overly salesy, maybe Facebook ad that was created before, let's say, for a campaign this month, that's your brand as well. So that, you know, a lot of key components obviously can affect your reputation, but it obviously affects your success as well. So if you're not online, or if you are online, but you're not doing it correctly, it really can, you know, impact your business in a negative way. So it's really crucial to understand how to promote your businesses online, what digital channels you need to be on, what techniques or what methods of promoting your business or your services you need to use so that, you know, a broader audience is able to see it and really connect with that message. So it's really quite, you know, a lot of ways that digital branding can really influence your business. It's many ways.
Excellent. So are there specific industries or types of businesses that can benefit more from having a strong brand than perhaps others?
I would say no. I would say pretty much every brand, every type of brand, if it's a, you know, business commercial brand, if it's a personal brand, they all can benefit from digital branding. It might be faster for some to get noticed, you know, opposed to others. So if a brand has a face for a company, I'm not sure, you know, if it's the owner, if it's the marketing manager, if it's somebody that's a face, maybe they hired a model to take some photos, take some videos, a famous actor, it might be easier. And the reason why it's easier is because of human behavior. So us humans, we like to interact with other human beings. We don't want to do business with a machine or with a software. We want to do business with other people, right? So if you take McDonald's, for example, McDonald's has a character called Ronald McDonald. Why do you think they created such a character? Because it was easier to connect with their brand, to connect with their audience, to connect with their target audience, right? Basically, they created a personality out of their brand, right? Now, this is a concept that a lot of businesses do. And if you even take a look at like sports teams, they all have mascots. And it's a bird, an eagle. It's different types of mascots that give this team a different personality. And the reason behind that is because they want to be able to connect with their audience. They want to build a relationship. And it's much easier for a consumer to build a relationship with a character or personality or a person instead of a software. So I would say that's probably one of the benefits of also, you know, building or having a face or a character for, you know, for the face of the company. Overall, I think all types of businesses are able to create a strong digital brand online.
Excellent. So what are the fundamental steps that a business should take when developing their unique branding strategy? What are really the key components they need to be thinking through?
There's many components, but I would say there's probably three to four steps. Around four steps that you need to take before you do anything else. The first step is to get really clear on your goals. What is your main goal for using digital branding or for using an online platform or channel to promote your services, right? So what are your goals? If that is building brand awareness, is it just bringing in more sales? So you really need to understand what your goals are, because you can kind of go down a wrong path if you're not sure what your goals are and you start creating, you know, promoting your business a certain type of way. You understand that this is not really what you wanted to do. So it's very crucial to have a clear goal. That's the first step. The second step would be to have a strong or to have a clear brand identity. So what is your logo? What are your brand colors? What are even the fonts that people see on your website, on your logo font, on your content that's being published on social media? That's the second step, having clear brand identity, but also your vision, your values, your mission, right? Why you created the service or why you started this business and who you were thinking of when you created this business, right? So what is the exact individual that you want to be helping with these services that you provide? And then the third step would be to know your audience, of course, to do some research on who your ideal client is. So what are they, what are their pain points? What are their frustrations? Where do they hang out? How old are they? Are they females? Are they males? Who's your audience? And then the last thing you also want to do is you want to go over your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities when building this digital marketing strategy or digital branding strategy, and your threats. So a lot of people, and I'll give you an example of an insurance agent, right? An insurance agent that wants to promote services or his or her services online and wants to build some video content, right? Now, the insurance agent might not be a great speaker. And if he starts posting video content of him speaking online, well, that could be looked as a weakness. And users might not relate to him as much as if they would relate to a strong speaker, right? They might not connect with him as much. So that could be one of your weaknesses. You want to make sure that you go through all of these steps before you even start planning out what are the next steps? Okay, what are the social media paid advertisements that you want to run? What is your SEO campaign look like, right? So before all of that is considered, you want to make sure you want to go through these four steps.
Okay, good. So you gave some examples or kind of a brief example of a place where, you know, branding could be a bit of a problem. But let's talk about, are there some examples you can think of where businesses have done a really good job with their digital branding, the way they've executed? And what is it that makes them stand out when you point to those examples?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, just to give an example of, let's say, a brand or a company that is phenomenal at what they do, everybody knows them. It's Apple. So if you think about Apple and the way they, first of all, the way they're consistent with all of their promotional campaigns, their marketing, everything you see online is always consistent, and you automatically recognize that it's Apple just because it's a clear message. And just, you know, the type of marketing campaigns that they've ran in the past and they're running now, you always feel like it's they make the product seem like it's simple. And how I believe Steve Jobs used to say, he wants you to think of this product like it's an extension of your arm, right? So it's very simple to use. So this is, you know, one really good example of a business that has done really a phenomenal job at branding and just developing a clear message to its audience that automatically and instantly people can recognize in any corner of the internet.
Excellent. Any other examples you can think of?
Top of my head, I can't really think of. There's tons of examples. If I would say an example, let's say for a local business, let's say an insurance agency, I would say the biggest obstacle that insurance agencies face when thinking, you know, they know they need digital brand, they know they need some marketing online, but they're not sure how to do it. And one of the biggest obstacles that they face is basically not having enough knowledge on what they need to be doing. But the ones that do know what to do and how to really implement their strategy so that yours can really build a connection to the agency and to, you know, having this trust towards the agency or the business, a lot of them really have been able to implement a lot of video content. And I think we'll discuss a little bit more about video content, but video content has been really a revolution to their business. And this is a way that really they've kind of evolved, just because consumer behavior, the way that we consume content is completely different now to, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago. Now video content really is king. It's a dominating factor in any type of industry. And this is a way that they've been able to really elevate their digital branding strategy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's a great segue into the next question. So, what are the tools and techniques that, are essential really for businesses that want to enhance their branding efforts right now?
So if we talk about tools, I would say there's still a lot of different tools. It really depends what you want to be doing. Once you decide what your digital marketing or digital branding strategy is, you can find a lot of great tools. So there's different tools for everything. There's tools for social media content creation. There's tools for email marketing. There's tools for video. If you're in an industry where you can really show a lot of visual content to your audience, obviously YouTube would be a great tool to use, but also video editing tools like Adobe Premiere Pro, and simple tools that even, you know, you can, for beginners, it's a very simple tool called CapCut. CapCut is a tool that was created by TikTok, and it's simply used to create reels, to create short form video. So there's a lot of great tools out there. And then a few techniques, I would say the ones that really stand out are the storytelling. So creating a narrative around your brand and sharing authentic stories that connect to your audience on a more emotional level, that's a really good technique. A lot of brands really never think of that. And then they're wondering why there's not really a connection with their consumers or their target audience. So that's one of the big techniques that you always need to think about, because people like stories. People love happy ending stories, inspiring stories. So if you can use storytelling, that's a really, really great technique. Another one would just be engagement in general. So engaging with your audience, creating live videos on your social media platforms where you're able to really communicate with them, really know what their frustrations are, understand if they like your service, if they don't, you know, get some feedback from them, and just basically replying to comments, creating conversations on your social media posts. Not only does this help you learn more about your ideal client, but it also makes them feel acknowledged, and it really creates loyal fans. So it's, these are some really good techniques as well.
Okay, good. And then how do you measure success with your branding? How do you know whether you're as we would say, moving the needle at all with your posting and your shorts and your color scheme and all those things? How do you measure that?
It really depends on what your ideal goal is. So if your goal is to nourish some leads while utilizing social media ads, obviously, checking the KPIs, it's a big, part of understanding if you're actually moving the needle. And this is something that a lot of people really forget about, or they just don't take into consideration how important checking metrics every day or every week is, because you always want to know what are the key things that people are really loving about your branding, about your strategy. This is one way that you can really understand what is really making your business go forward, or actually keeping them stuck in one place. So that would be one of the ways to do that.
Okay. And then just talk a little bit about, what's coming down the road. Are there any trends, things that are happening that as you kind of look into the future, you see are really going to, make an impact on the way that a business does its branding?
I'd say for trends, I mean, there's different, trends that would be, that we have to be aware of. But I would say the big one would be just technology, how it's evolving, AI in general, virtual reality, metaverse. There's different ways that nowadays people are socializing, in a metaverse, in a digital world, and just connecting with each other. And I think that this is one of the ways that in the future, absolutely, there's going to be brands and companies that are going to utilize this method to really connect with, connect with their users, but also just developing like new strategies or new marketing strategies that are really going to attract that specific user to its products or to their services.
Okay, great. And so as we kind of wrap up here, what would you say are the top two or three takeaways you would want the audience to have from our discussion that they could apply today into their own businesses?
Absolutely. Good question. So I would say the first takeaway is understanding that digital branding is the new normal, making sure that you are taking advantage of it. If you think about the Gen Z and Gen Alpha now, which is something I learned not too long ago, if you understand where they're hanging out, if you understand what they're doing instead of spending time at the park, you really understand that if you're not online, first of all, and if you're not doing it the right way and you're not taking advantage as they're increasing or as their spending power increases, you really are missing out to your competition, because there's a lot of competition now. There's a lot of competition online. And I would say just understanding, doing your research on your audience, doing your research on what's working now, spying on your competitors, making sure that you're able to really create a strong strategy so that you can really, increase your chances of building your business online. And of course, just having clear expectations that it's not going to work like, in 24 hours. It's not going to be something that gives you results immediately. Because there's a lot of competition, but also just having authentic, original ideas that you can really implement into your strategy. I think those would be some takeaways when you think about building a digital branding strategy.
Excellent. Well, Brian, it's been good having you here, and Brian will be a featured expert on future podcasts, so be sure and tune in to us weekly, and we'll have some new and exciting topics for you. Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you, Carl. Pleasure being here.